It's 7:04, I call this meeting to order. Apologize for the delays. The first item of business will be attendance, and I turn it over to the administrative director. Oh, yes, the question. What are you doing over J term, and will you be here?
Miller?
I will be here, and I'm not taking class, but I have swim practice all day.
Skiba?
I'll be here during J term. I'm taking the free cons curriculum music appreciation course.
Gustafson?
So I'm not really sure. I could be in California, which means I wouldn't be here, but I could also be here and be waiting for a work degree. And I'll be here.
Rasmussen?
I'll be doing an internship with the advancement office and working with the master plan.
Peterson?
I will be here. I'll be interning at the courthouse down in St. Peter.
Wicklund?
I will be here. I will be taking a show chiropractor dean and 8 a.m. badminton.
Gladich?
I will not be here. I am going to Europe.
Getty?
I will be here taking a class and working in the psych labs.
Karen? Hong?
As per usual, I'm running late. I know he's here for J-Term.
Boucher? Gunnigal?
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be taking aquatic stewardship.
I didn't cut Boucher. Ciata?
I'm going to be here working on resumes. Applications and resume.
Hausch?
I will not be here. I'll just be bothering the downtown campus.
Hag?
I will be here. I have a class.
Sing?
I will be making medicinal analogs with methods of chemistry this year, so synthesizing drugs. Yay.
Mahan?
I will be in Ireland, England, and France with the Gustavus Square.
Salvin?
I'm going to be here working campus safety and playing video games.
Thresh?
I'll be here going to PT every morning and probably studying for the LSAT.
Wagner? Johnson?
I will be here. What I'm going to do is still yet to be determined.
Branch?
I will be here for a class and track practice.
Gersh?
Hopefully we'll have an internship somewhere, ideally here, so we'll see what happens.
Johnson?
I will also be in Europe with G Choir.
Hanser?
I will as well. We'll be here till the 16th when we depart.
Grotius?
I will be here. I will be taking community action and social change, as well as teaching my cardio dance class 3 times a week and choreographing dances for Africa Night.
Sweet? Timmons?
I will be here and trying to get some direction for my life post May 31st.
Goldstein?
I'll be working at a startup in Des Moines named Dwala.
Edu?
I'll be here taking a class, Return to Education, and going for track practice.
Bembenek?
I'll be here working and going to track practice.
Svensson?
I will be here taking Science the Media.
Administrative Director Knutson?
I will be here in the loosest form of the word. I'm traveling with the forensics team, so we're around, but not really.
Andrew Ness?
I will be here and I will be taking the ancient kicking blood of any gust who can figure to violate college policies.
All right. All right, now we will be moving on to approval of the minutes from November 17th, 2014. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Any discrepancies? Discrepancies? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The minutes are approved. We will now move on to community comment. Is there anyone here from the community who wishes to comment? Any community comment? Community comment? Oh, it's three times. Seeing none, we will now move on to the finance portion of the meeting. And with that, I turn it over to the finance team.
All right, so Student Senate came to us about getting their dress bus. So we are going to have, or this budget's for a third dress bus that will run 4 hours per night through December 5th through April 18th on the weekends that students are actually on campus. And so that's $37.50 per hour. So for the total of those, it would be $3,900.
All right, Student Senate, do you have anything you'd like to say about the budget?
Certainly. So, in years past, the capacity on the bus buses were not enforced. It was very loose. And so, the highest ridership of some weekends would be in the neighborhood of 800 people in one night using the bus bus. And some, we pretty typically hit around 500. So with this new 20-person capacity, we've seen people being kicked off. We've seen people not being able to utilize the Gus Bus. And so its intent, which is to try to keep as many Gusties off the roads, out of cars, and out of ditches in cold weather, is not being fulfilled to its greatest capacity. We bring forward a third Gus Bus for the rest of the year in the cold months, until about April 14th, I believe, roughly, at the cost of $3,900.
All right, and with that, I will now open discussion on the budget. Senator Hegg, I saw your placard first.
Well, I feel this is a great use of our funds. I think that the safety of all Gusties should be valued. Whether they happen to be intoxicated or not, all safety should be taken into consideration. I don't think we should be trying to get people out walking or driving. Also, when looking at $3,900, I mean, we've been approving money to go to other organizations for travel and whatnot, and they're transporting far fewer people, and for the same price as this, I mean, this is a really good use of our funds. I would wish to see us approve this in the full amount.
And yeah, let's keep this focused specifically on this budget.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Senator Peterson.
I just had a question of why up till April 18th? I mean, I think it's a great idea, but I just...
So we feel that there's a concern with driving, but there's a greater concern with cold weather as well. And so our thought process was through April 15th for the cold weather, and that the 40 capacity at any given moment would be able to suffice when people are more comfortable walking, we thought that through April 15th would cover the cold months, and that the need would be lesser. It would still be able to cover the concern of potential drivers.
Okay, I guess I just feel like because it starts at December 1st.
This Friday of CNCC, you know what that is.
Oh, okay.
The 5th or 6th.
And is that for the date period for future years as well?
No, this is simply to accommodate the contract that we currently
right.
have with them
okay.
through the rest of the year.
Perfect. Thank you.
Senator Sove.
I feel like because we've already discussed this in the previous week and a half, it feels that everyone can return to my call question.
Is there a second? Senator Gunnigal gets a second. All those in favor of calling the question, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The question has been called. We will now move to a vote on the budget. All those in favor of approving this budget, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The budget is approved.
Thank you, Senator.
God, you were waiting for that.
All right, and with that, we will now be moving forward to old business. We have a few updates from different parts of Cabinet, and so we will start with the co-president's update. The biggest thing we're coming back to talk about is the update on the possibility of a Wednesday Gus Bus. I talked with Wayne, who's kind of in charge of organizing our contract, to actually get the Gus Bus, and I got a quote from him. It would be the same price as any other night. However, in our discussions, we felt like it wasn't the best use of the student activity fee and of our funds. So I don't know if you want to touch on that side of it.
So the thought process that we arrived at was there really isn't, we foresee, a culture in which there isn't a Friday-Saturday party atmosphere. We just think that that is inevitable, that drinking will be occurring on Friday-Saturday, and we need to do the safe and responsible steps to minimize potential risks to all of Gustavus, but all of St. Peter, with drivers and walking around. We don't see Wednesday as being a concern at this point, and we feel it would be more than, it would almost be enabling a Wednesday party atmosphere and culture. We don't see the concern or the need as great, and we think it would just, at this point, make that an option that is easier and more accessible. We think that at this point, we don't want to pursue it. Wayne, our contact with St. Peter sounded hesitant. Nothing explicit that said we couldn't do it, but I think it'd be hard to find drivers who want to drive 9 to 2 a.m. on a Wednesday night. Not that we couldn't do it. That was the conclusion we drew. And so we just wanted to report back.
Yep. And now we'll take any questions for the co-presidents. Are there any questions? Questions? All right, seeing none, we'll now move on to health and housing.
Yeah, so I recently had a computer issue, so I do not have some of the items that I was hoping to present before the body tonight. But I just want to update you all on three different projects and initiatives that Health and Housing Committee is following up on. The first is a take your professor to lunch type event, which was an idea that was generated in Kitchen Cabinet, an organization which we would be collaborating with heavily to look into this idea. There are a few different ways we're looking into doing this in a very hypothetical way. We're just trying to develop some good potential action plans and really get some details in place before we bring it to the body, so you guys really know exactly what we're discussing before we decide whether or not it's something we would in fact like to pursue. So that might, there are three different ways that could look. One would sort of be just we facilitate professors to be in the CAF just as for an opportunity, sort of almost departmental tabling for professors to reach out to different students from the departments. And another would be an actual day long, like one specific day in which students can pick up a ticket with a professor in advance and then go to like one day in which, you know, banquet room or something is serving this sort of meal. And then the third would be an ongoing ticket redemption system where like every student can pick up one pair of tickets and verify they're getting a professor and then come to the private buffet at any time. This is a program which is done at a lot of different schools. If you just Google take your professor to lunch day, you'll see hundreds of different options from all over the country. So it's something that there's some examples out there that we could follow, and that it's a cool opportunity to partner with Kitchen Cabinet, which is a really important and great group. So we will have some more formal plans coming to this body in the next couple weeks for a more structured discussion. We also are following up with the wage community comment from several weeks ago from a dining service employee. We have reached out to Vice President of Financial Aid, something important, Doug Minter, and also Dining Service and Bookmark Director Steve Kellgren, as well as Dean Van Hecke, about kind of the context of this issue of dining service workers previously being paid more than student employees in other departments, but that with the Minnesota minimum wage hike this summer, they are now paid the same because other employees have been brought up to their wage level. So our current action plan on this item is that we're probably going to draft, we are going to draft a letter to the college's finance committee stating, just relaying pretty much, you know, as close to verbatim, the community comment and the context of the issue, the information that we've received from administrators, and then just a recommendation that information is then relayed on to student employees. So we're not, you know, insisting that there's some sort of wage hike. We're not really calling for much action. We just want some, we just feel that since it's a community comment that's brought before us, there's an opportunity for better elucidation of the background of
you know, why that gap was there and why it's no longer there, because we were very satisfied with the information we received from administrators. The third item that we're looking into right now is just visitation hour policy. Residential Life is looking into forming some sort of student interest group, either late this semester or early next semester, just to look into the possibility of changing the visitation hour policies, which are currently gender restrictions on visitation very late at night, like I think after 1 a.m. in first year residential halls. So we're just looking into the value of that and whether or not there's room for improvement, or you know, if it stands to be deleted or something. So that'll be a discussion between us and Residential Life, but they're kind of taking this in their own hands, of course, because it's their policy, and taking our comments and carrying them forward into a interest group of sorts in the near future. So those are our three. Again, they're the Take Professor Lunch, Wage, Community Comment, and Residential Life Visitation Hour Policy. So any questions on those, I'd love to field at this point. Otherwise, stuff will be coming to the body soon.
Senator Hagg?
Oh, just like on the resolution you want to send the kitchen cabinet, you'll have a recommendation, you said, as to what like our body chose to do, or would just be like stating the facts, like this is what they were paid before, this is what they're paid now.
So
could you elaborate on what it would say?
We will be drafting a letter to send to the finance committee of the college in which we say three things. First off, relaying community comment. Second off, relaying the information that we've received from administrators. And third, recommending that they relay that information on to student employees who are affected by it or who no longer have that gap. So just, I mean, basically people that are in the position of the community commenter. But yeah, that'll be brought in, like that'll actually be brought for debate on the Senate floor soon. So that's just the structure that you can expect.
Okay.
But we're not.
I was just wondering, like, if it was being recommended that we take action. Okay.
No, actually, I
yield.
Just update.
Yep.
Senator Adu.
Yeah. Please, what was the community comment?
Yeah. So it was a senior student employee from Dining Services who expressed his dissatisfaction at the current dining service employee wage, because it is $8, it has been $8 for a while. Previously, that $8 was higher than what most student employees were paid, because minimum wage was previously $7.25. This summer, it was raised to $8 flat, so now minimum wage is what the dining service employees are earning, even though earlier they had deliberately been paid more. This is also true of custodial workers. I just keep saying dining service because that's who the community comment was representing, but this will also be the same is true for custodial student workers as well. So that was the comment, just that, you know, they felt that it was right that they were paid more and would like to see that relative gap reinstated in future budgeting processes.
Any other questions for the Health and Housing Committee? Any questions? Questions? All right, we'll move on to the Ethics Committee.
All right, so last week the Ethics Committee was charged with deciding whether or not it was ethical to limit chair speaking rights on only topics pertaining to their committee. After discussion, the Ethics Committee decided it was unethical to restrict chair speaking rights because they are not being detrimental to the proceedings. The chairs were appointed and confirmed by the Senate, and while they don't represent a constituency, they are part of the Senate. We encourage senators and chairs to remember who and what they represent. And if a senator feels that a chair is speaking out of turn, they can use Robert's rule to call point of order. Are there any questions about that? Great, thank you.
All right, seeing none, we will, are there any strangling questions? All right, besides that. All right, with that, we'll move on to the rest of old business. Is there any old business that anyone would like to bring up? Any old business? Old business? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. Is there any new business? Senator Mahan.
So some constituents from Runstrom have come to me about an issue that they would like to address. It's concerning the hill going from Runstrom to Wallstrom parking lot, where the majority of Runbees have to park in. They were wondering if it could be looked into to have some sort of sidewalk or stairs put in the hill. It's a very steep hill. And so with all the snow, and even without the snow, there's been many people who trip and fall down the hill. It's a safety issue, in my opinion. And so I'd like to charge Health and Housing Chair into looking into whether or not we could get some sort of sidewalk or stairs built into that hill leading down to the lot.
Is there a second? Senator Thrash has a second. We will now move to discussion on the charge. Is there any discussion on the charge to Health and Housing of this issue? Any discussion? 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 Seeing none, we will now move to a vote. All those in favor of charging Health and Housing with looking into a safe path from the Wallstrom parking lot to Runstrom Hall, or at least up that hill, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? So charge. We will now return to new business. You still have the floor.
Fine.
Perfect. Any other new business? Senator Skiba.
So I'd like to see, given the last budget with the North Ski team, I'd like to move to a motion having the Finance Committee looking into amending the bylaws to allow for a transitional period of funding for sports that were once in a varsity level transitioning to a club sport. I feel that the purpose of this motion is to help get funds for specific clubs that, you know, it will help give student senate a better approach to these finances without the need to break bylaws or upsetting club sports in the future. And this can be seen for not only like the disabled for the ski team, but also for other clubs such as like gymnastics or clubs that will be in the future potentially moving for a varsity competition at the club level.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion? All right, I see Senator Ciadas. We will now move to discussion specifically on the charge to Finance Committee. Senator Wicklund.
I don't know how purposeful that an amendment to the bylaws would be because sports are so different transitioning in, because Nordic skiing team every year will probably have to get more funds or at least request more funds because it is a very expensive sport where other sports transitioning may not even need the full $4,000. So I think that adding amending bylaws might not be all that helpful because it will be very different in future years and different sports. I am nothing.
Senator Skiba.
So what I'd like to look into is instead of having an overseas team come each year with like a budget that's greater than the $4,000 for transportation and for I guess travel and all that, we could help out them and say other clubs that have the issue of moving down from a varsity sport with their travel fund fees by giving them like slow decreases of their budget to get to that 4,000 mark. So it's not just going to be like, it's not going to be like, you know, they get it for just, you know, that club, but it'll help them with their funding to reach the 4,000, I guess, budget max for travel.
Would you yield?
Is that decrease, do you expect that just as the sport becomes more competitive?
Yeah, well, because now since the clubs have students who want to be at a varsity level, like they still want to try and, you know, reach those, I guess, have that agenda of competition. So like, in this way, we're kind of just moving it more towards the clubs where we're funding. So, I mean, within the next couple of years, if we're not going to have a need for this transitional period, we're going to have high budgets.
All right, and real quick before Senator Sobe, I just want to make a friendly reminder, we're specifically talking about the charge to Finance Committee. The issues behind the motion can be discussed when it comes back to Senate. And Senator Sobe.
I guess I'm just unsure about the scope of this motion. I just don't see that many sports that are going to be turning into clubs anytime soon. With the bylaws, it's already been shown that we can break the bylaws if the body so chooses. So I guess I'm just unsure of the purpose.
Okay, Senator Hegg.
I just have like I agree with this. I think we should, if we feel like we're going to break the bylaws in future years, we should amend the bylaws so that we don't even have to bother breaking them. And I like this motion. I think it's good. I just have trouble with us going ahead and saying we're going to be getting more varsity sports moved down to club sports or whatever. In the end, it saves all of us money because in the end, all of this money comes from the students, and whether it goes to the students and the former Gustys, whether it goes to the athletics or to the school or whatever, it all comes from us. But I feel that Student Senate shouldn't just be picking up the tab every time the sport gets moved down. So I would like to look into ways to increase funding if more sports do so, or if sports are so choosing to move down to club sports. I agree with this motion. I think it should be sent to finance.
Joe Ness.
Three things. One, I think the general model of sending things to committee to have conversations at a more in-depth layer, and then having those conversations come back to the body after something's been fleshed out for discussion is a good idea in general. I think that it allows people to think about all the pieces of a conversation, to gather information from appropriate folks and to come back to the Senate in an informed way. So I want to put a plug in for the idea of sending something, whether you do this particularly or not, I think the idea of sending things to committee is a strong one. I want to just publicly go on record that I'm not aware of any current expectation by the institution that women's gymnastics would be moving to club sport. Just because these proceedings are recorded, I wouldn't want somebody to hear the previous speaker's comment and assume that there's some kind of institutional thing that's necessarily afoot. And so just want to be cautious about that. While there have certainly been points in the past where that's been a consideration, in the current discussions, that's not a part of anything that I've been hearing about. And then the other one that I want to just caution all of you about is using competitiveness of a club sport as criteria for budgeting, because I think you could really quickly get yourselves into some significant challenges about what's competitive for any given individual sport, or in a year where somebody has groups that are very competitive. Competitiveness, I think, is just a buzzword that I would caution you to think carefully about in your thoughtful consideration.
Senator Wicklund.
I motion to amend this charge to also have Ethics Committee look into amending the bylaws and to have finance specifically, or not specifically, but additionally look into tapering as they look into amending for budgeting for the club sports.
Is there a second? Senator Ciotta has a second. We'll now move into discussion on amending the motion to have Ethics also look into it. And is your intention to have Ethics be the force behind writing these new bylaws?
Just helping in conjunction.
So they'll work together?
Yep.
Okay, so the amendment is to have Ethics and Finance work together when crafting these proposed bylaws. And you still have the floor if you would like.
Okay.
All right, Senator Hegg.
This is a pretty solid motion. I think we don't need to discuss it. I think it makes sense that we have both of them here, bylaws and finance. So I'd just like to call the question.
Is there a second? Miller has a second. We will now move to a vote on calling the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? The question has been called. We will now move to a vote on the amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? The amendment is approved. We are now back to discussion on charging this motion to finance, and now have the addition of Ethics also working together on it. And back to the speakers list. Wicklund, I believe you would still have the floor if you would like. All right. Any more discussion? 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 Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of charging Ethics and Finance to work towards crafting bylaws regarding varsity level sports moving down to a club level? Is that, yeah?
Transitioning.
Transitioning down Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? So charged. Now we are back to new business. Senator Skiba, you would still have the floor. All right. Is there any other new business? Senator Hag.
When we were doing the questioning for ombudsman, one of the candidates for it had brought up proxy votes for senators, and I was just curious, could one of you guys answer a little bit about proxy? I thought it sounded like a good idea from what he was saying, but I'd like to know a little more about it. Does anyone? Yeah.
Do you?
On ethics committee, we discussed this, and so far, the kind of conclusion we're still in discussion about this is during, and this is mainly for terms like J term,
yeah,
whatnot, for the period of 4 weeks where senators will be gone. The idea of a proxy, they'll be here, they'll have the full rights of the senator, they'll be able to vote on motions and whatnot. They'll just be here in the place of the absentee senator.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My question then would be, I understand what we're trying to do is to keep us at quorum, like with proxy, in case we ran into problems with quorum during J term. But I understand where you'd have an issue with somebody new coming in here and maybe not being in as effective
out
as
out of order,
it.
We'll have time to discuss this.
Okay.
Ethics brings it to the floor.
Is ethics?
Yes.
Okay.
But
then
technically, it's not out of order because it is still new business. So.
Oh, okay. Ethics is bringing this to the floor in sometime soon.
Ethics is currently discussing this, and I am getting the notes from the previous ombudsperson to see what was previously discussed. We've only had one meeting since I've been in office, so we have to wait some time. Sorry.
Yep. I look forward to seeing you on the floor. I yield my time.
All right. Is there any other new business? Oh, Senator Silva.
So lately, a lot of the charges to like student academic affairs has been something that I feel that we should create a new committee for and have like a student administrative affairs. Because when you say student academic affairs, to me that means like there's a student group working with like the faculty and staff in regards to like things that directly impact students' academic life. Whereas there was a lot of things where it's like these are administrative things that we're dealing with. And so I think that the distinction and having like someone who's like having a group of students who are more interested in dealing with the administrative side of it would be prudent. I guess I don't know where, how I'm going about this, but yeah.
I think all of the chairs are trained to deal with administrators that directly affect their realm.
Yep.
And when it doesn't, I think it falls under Hayden and I, or the co-presidents, to best advise or work with administration. And I think that the model that we have in place is actually very effective as far as dealing with administrators. And so I would caution the charge to move to a new committee. To
I didn't charge.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying I would caution the want to do that.
Any other new business? New business? Any new business? Oh, you guys really want to get out of here. Seeing none, we will now move to announcements. And Timmons.
So, first of all, I would like to say thank you for the work you've been doing the past couple of meetings. I would also like to say that be prepared for the next two meetings. Next Monday, we have the final recommendation from both Finance Committee and the Cabinet Subcommittee on building bridges, and that could be potentially a very long discussion.
Or not.
It certainly could not. We could all be on the same page, and that would be lovely. And then the following Monday, as we are obligated, and we have been trying to warn you of, we will be bringing forward the dive discussion that we have to bring forward. So I just want you all to be very cognizant that this is finals prep, this is CNCC prep, and the next two meetings might be very long. So I admire your service to your constituencies and your patrons. And please, please, please travel safely over this break.
Chair Grouches.
Diversity Committee, you need to come and see me afterwards. If you leave the room, I'll leave. All
right. Senator Gustafson?
Oh, there's a new exhibit in the Hillstrom Museum. I encourage you all to check it out. It's beautiful.
Can you allude to what it is?
It's this thing. It's like a bunch of like chemical reactions on wood. They're like really neat. You get this handout if you go visit them and learn about chemicals and stuff. Okay.
Thank you. All right, Chair Goldstein. Oh, hey, how's it going? It's never going to be funny. Just two quick things. One attendance, we mentioned this last week, but I know a few of you weren't here. Please, please, please be here. Yeah, meetings can get long, but they're super important. If for any reason you can't be here, please email Administrative Director Knutson, and if at all possible, the co-presidents, just so we can kind of figure out where one is. The next two meetings have the opportunity to be long, but they can also be short, who knows. But also they are super important things and some of the most exciting stuff I think Senate has done in my time here at Gustavus. And I'm not just saying that, kind of. lastly, enjoy Thanksgiving break, spend time with those that you care about, and also just tell people you love thank you for being awesome, because it's really important. And Chair Panzer.
Every student gets a free ticket to CNCC, which is the Keystone event for Muse Department, Chaplain's Department, a lot of stuff, a lot of us involved with it, so I encourage you all to get your free ticket.
Yeah. Senator Sobe.
A couple things. The roads are icy, be safe driving home. You know, as it is Thanksgiving, I think we'll, I mean, I may not always get along with this other senators, but you're all a great group of people, so keep it up. And it's my time.
Awesome. Senator Hagg.
Stole the words out of my mouth, so. Just all right. Be safe, drive safe. All right, I yield my time.
Are there any other announcements? Announcements? Announcements. I really just want to do another to try to get this meeting to 3 hours as well. With that, we'll adjourn.